was in the house and I was preparing to go to Mayo to visit my brother. I was getting the Fido O'Donnell bus, the Galway bus to Mayo for 20 to 4. I had the back door open and I says that door bang and it was a blast. So it was like a bomb, you know. I lived along the border when I was younger, so I went up with my case. I knew it was a shop. I seen a blue light when I got to the wee bridge. And I live along the road, they head to Doncastle, you know.
Yeah.
Umrafat, Duntelly. I had a direct traffic for an hour and a half. And I said to the fellow from the Donegal Motor Club, I must go up here and check to see what's going on. So I came back down to him then. And I went up to help all the local people in the community, Creasla, is in Sheephaven Bay here. We have people from Dunfanaghy and Terriman, from all around, everybody from all around the parish, parishes, helped. There was workmen, tradesmen everywhere. It's a devastating scene to see, you know.
And it was astonishing the work that you and others, Kieran, were doing, that so quickly you were in place to give the emergency services the space that they needed in the immediate aftermath of this explosion to save as many people as we could. You know, I don't think it can be understated how important that role you and others were playing, Kieran.
Well, we made a chain. There were a couple of chains of men, you know, and we were clearing the rubble, you know. We were lifting concrete blocks, lead from the roof, timber with nails in it. We were shopping baskets, greeting cards, sympathy cards, whatever kind of cards they were, I didn't really see, you know. We were too busy. I got the safety officer to get the ESB to cut the... There's blocks hanging from the wall strap from the building, and the fire service walking in and out there beside where the post office is, you know. So eventually got them up and they got the kind of cherry picker on their machine and directed them in beside the ambulance.